Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Superwomen, superhero therapy for women battling anxiety, depression, and trauma. By Janina Scarlett, Ph.D. Foreword by Chase Masterson. Afterword by Jill A. Stoddard, Ph.D. Narrated by Tanya Eby. Publisher's Note. This audiobook includes bonus material. Please visit Tantor.com and type super-women into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page. Then, under the supplemental content section, please enter the access code SUFFRAGE, and then click the unlock button to access the bonus material. The code should be entered in all lowercase letters. All figures and tables referenced in this audiobook can be found in the bonus material. To be a woman. To be a woman means feeling not thin enough, lost in the distorted image of every mirror. It's to be blamed about how your skirt or your tone caused the pain you endured at the hand or the fists of someone who promised to never hurt you. It means being told that sex is an obligation to be had without any detestation. It means being called crazy for asking for fidelity or for having emotions such as insecurity or jealousy. It means being praised for starvation, always anxious about a negative evaluation. It means being a contradiction, self-evaluating like it's an addiction. It means being an impossibility. It means having a super ability to be in multiple places and play multiple roles, to face the world and the internet trolls. And what it really means is the courage to meet our own needs, to stand up after constant defeats. It means to look in the mirror and see the superhero, the one that has been there more times than you could be aware, as your power shines through, brighter than you ever knew. Foreword. Where are your feet? Her voice was gentle and calm, but I looked up incredulously, perceiving this question as a jolting departure from the subject. Through hauntingly quiet tears, I had just resolutely told Janina that the pain was too much, that if brokenness could actually stop a heart from beating, I would be long gone. And I just wanted to die, so the pain would stop. Janina's face was open and gentle, full of compassion, yet unshaken. "I'm here, Chase," she said. "I'd like to ask you to put your hand on your heart and breathe with me." We did. "Now tell me, where are your feet?" And so began the journey of my healing with the work of Dr. Janina Scarlett. By that chilly winter afternoon in 2016, Janina was already my colleague through Pop Culture Hero Coalition, which I founded in 2013 with author Carrie Goldman. Through the years, I had produced and moderated panels all over the country with Janina brilliantly teaching self-compassion and empowerment, based in her own journey from arriving in the United States as a child refugee and navigating unthinkable pain, to her earning 2 doctorates and becoming an acclaimed author, therapist, podcaster, and speaker. I had already volunteered my work with the coalition for years because I saw firsthand that the healing Janina brought for countless people was real. But deep down, I didn't dare believe or even dream that healing was also possible for me. We are all too capable of jumping on the bandwagon of the wounding that the world does. As if the damage was not already enough, we bully ourselves and participate in our own destruction. After mistreatment, shame, and other forms of psychological abuse, I had bought into the notion that I was not enough. I held on to the arrows, shot out of someone else's misplaced jealousy, ignorance, and fear that pierced my sense of self. And like so many, following trauma, I turned on myself and used their critical voices as my own. Instead of recognizing the sad truths about those who hurt us, we turn our pain inward and end up feeling hopeless, bereft of possibility, without even oneself to call a friend. But being bullied or abused was never our fault. Those voices never spoke the truth about us, not even close. As girls and women, we have often been socialized to fit into a mold of others' needs and desires, After belittlement and rejection, our propensity to find our identity in others' harmful words and actions also causes us to repress our wise minds, our abilities, our talents, and impulses. Those gems inside us, when cultivated with respect and care, have the potential to free and heal our lives, as well as powerfully impact the world. In her powerful graphic novel, Dark Agents, Janina shows the way to embrace the dark and guard the light. And what she has helped me understand is that we cannot escape pain by running from it or even by fighting it. As Carl Jung wisely said, whatever is not brought to light becomes our destiny. We walk into our futures by bravely processing our pasts with the kind of tools and support Janina shows you here. And you can, because as you will see, you are a superwoman. These words of Marianne Williamson's ring with truth. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Let that sink in. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you, she continues. And as we let our own light shine, we subconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as they say in AA, don't leave before the miracle happens. Somehow, I found my feet that afternoon. You'll understand, too, in Chapter 3 on Building Emotional Safety. And I stayed. It's hard to say when things began to shift for me. There was no big aha or Damascus moment. But with Janina's voice in my head and heart, the healing of my life began and continues to happen. As you will experience, Janina is an expert storyteller. And so a big part is asking myself daily, what do I want to be my story? Or as Mary Oliver so enticingly asks, tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? I learned that healing takes place with a persistent contending for your life, some days actively moving forward, some days struggling with all your might to free yourself from the quicksand of trauma. But all of those days are fierce. And all of those days ask only one thing of us, that we do the next right thing. Janina leads you through doing exactly that, and that is how you realize you are a superwoman. For me, many of those quicksand days have been filled with still, silent tears, where the pain cuts too deep to even cry out. One dark day, I sat yet again at a friend's kitchen table, broken, disintegrated, telling her I felt like I was the consistency and worth of a piece of wet toilet paper on the floor. The words my friend Sandy spoke were the last ones on earth I thought I would hear. You are going to get through this, and your healing will spread like wildfire. As powerful as those words were, they felt like torment, a tease of better times that felt unattainable. Like an arrow piercing an already open wound, even hope, no, especially hope, was excruciating, too ludicrous to even remotely consider. And even if it were true, I reasoned, I can't go through what it will take. It felt like taking the journey from here to there wouldn't be worth it, no matter how good it might be on the other side. Spoiler, the journey is worth it. Janina's work is what got me from there to here, one day of persistence and self-compassion at a time. Because of grief and loss and betrayal, life can still be unthinkably hard at times. But because I now have tools, my life has become unrecognizably good, joyful, and powerful, and so victoriously well worth living. With all our fears and the features we perceive as flaws, Janina invites each of us into our own journey to acknowledge that we are superwomen. Armed with a shield of self-compassion and a sword of resilience, Janina stands with us as we put on the boots of persistence and a belt of healthy identity. With the nourishment of self-kindness and the tools of rigorous honesty, accountability, empathy, and purpose, she beacons us to join an army of superwomen, an army of love. Your journey with Janina will help you discover your needs, starting with the realization that you get to have them. Where are your feet? My hope is that, in applying the understandings and concepts in this book to your own life, you will find them resolutely facing and then walking away from invalidation, self-doubt, shame, neglect, blame, abuse, and other forms of violence and trauma. My hope is that you will find your feet rooted in support, self-compassion, self-kindness, sisterhood, resilience, empathy, strength, and the overflowing joy that comes from leading others to do the same. And then, yes, your healing will spread like wildfire. In Unity, Chase Masterson, founder and CEO, Pop Culture Hero Coalition, at Superhero IRL. Chapter 1. Welcome to the Sanctuary. The world might sometimes feel too painful and too overwhelming to manage. Worse, sometimes we might be chastised for how much we struggle to cope with our challenges and triggers. We might seek a safe place, a place to talk about the pain we are feeling, a place in which we are allowed to be truly and fully ourselves, a place in which we can feel all of our emotions safely without being judged or being told that we are too emotional or too sensitive. This book is my attempt to create such a place for you. In this book, you will be invited to join a metaphorical sanctuary, a place in which you may feel safe. Safe to be you, safe to talk about, process, and think about some of the painful experiences you may have had or are currently going through. Throughout the book, you will be invited to create your own sanctuary, join a metaphorical support group, and learn coping tools to help you during some of your painful experiences. Some of the topics we will be working on may be triggering. An emotional trigger is a sudden change of emotion, such as anger, rage, fear, devastation, or other similar emotions, in a response to a particular situation, such as when someone is being critical or unkind. An emotional trigger is often, though not always, associated with a painful experience in our past. If you notice yourself feeling overwhelmed by any of the material you are hearing, it is perfectly okay to take a break and return when you are feeling ready. There is never any need to force yourself to push yourself beyond your means. This is your sanctuary, your safe space, and the way that you interact with it is completely up to you. Your sanctuary is always here for you, and in it you are always accepted just the way you are, and in any way you feel. As a part of this process, we will be working on acknowledging our origin stories and building on them to help you tap into your own superpowers, ones you may not have realized that you already have. My own origin story began in Ukraine, where I was born and raised. After being exposed to Chernobyl radiation as a small child, my health suffered. I felt weak and broken. Having spent a good portion of my childhood sick and in and out of hospitals, I dived into reading. Books became my closest friends, a sweet balm to support me in my loneliest times. Most books talked about amazing heroes, knights, princes, musketeers, characters who went on amazing adventures, defeating evil villains and saving the day. I wanted to be like them. I wanted to join them, to fight the dragons alongside them. They possessed the kind of resilience I wanted to have. Their lives had meaning. They stood for something. However, all of my favorite characters were men. In all the books I read as a child, the men were the heroes, and the women had only two passive roles, to be rescued and to be beautiful. I remember dreaming of being able to bend the gender rules so that women could join the ranks of the musketeers, solve crime alongside Sherlock Holmes, and fight the monsters, too. When I brought this idea to one of my elderly neighbors, she laughed. "Girls don't fight," she said. "Well, then maybe I don't want to be a girl," I cried at her. Upon hearing this, my grandfather, a Holocaust survivor, took it upon himself to become my feminist role model. He pulled me aside and told me that he had other books for me, only they were written in a secret, invisible language. He would take out a blank piece of paper and would move his finger left to right, as if reading some kind of invisible magic ink. He read the stories out loud, stories about a brave little girl, me, whose brother and male cousins were kidnapped by an evil monster. I was the only one who was able to find the monster and stop him before he ate the members of my family. Without ever making it obvious, my grandfather taught me that girls can be equal to boys, and that girls can stand up to men when men are behaving badly. I learned and continue to learn lessons about myself, about humanity, and about the beauty and dangers of this world. One of the most pertinent lessons I learned was when I was walking home one night. That night, I walked home alone to the beat of the Beatles playing on my headphones. I did not notice a man creeping up behind me. That night will forever be engraved into my memory, because that was the night that I learned that walking by myself after dark was not safe. That was the night I learned to keep turning around to check my surroundings. A different incident taught me that it was not safe to go outside in the daylight when a man grabbed my arm and yelled at me for refusing to give him my phone number. Years later, these lessons remain. With just a few minutes having changed the course of my life forever, a man walking behind me on a dimly or even a brightly lit street, a man approaching me to ask for time or directions, a male stranger showing up unannounced at my workplace to ask for my autograph, all bring an equal degree of fight, flight, and freeze response to my body. My story is not unique. Women and people of other genders may have been affected by some of the people in their lives who have contributed to their struggles. Many individuals across the world experience similar triggers in terms of feeling unsafe around certain people. They may feel uncomfortable when a person approaches them suddenly, makes certain remarks, comes up too close to them, or touches them without permission. Many of us have been taught to smile and to not cause a scene, even as we might feel frozen with fear. In October 2017, the Me Too hashtag went viral. It removed the world's blindfold about individuals who experienced sexual harassment and assault, including people across all races, gender identities, and sexual orientations. That year, the world saw the survivors, the heroes from around the world. The world saw their faces and learned their names. Heroes are people who stand for what they believe in. And superheroes are heroes with remarkable abilities. Superheroes are people like you who may struggle with physical or emotional pain. People like you who have exhibited tremendous courage in facing their fears. People like you who have already done the unexpected and the impossible. As you continue your journey throughout this book, feel free to take as much time as you need. Give yourself permission to practice or not practice any of the exercises outlined here, and to review or skip any portion. This book is a safe space in which you are always welcome. It is a place in which you are allowed, and all your emotions, thoughts, and reactions are understandable and supported. This space is here for you to utilize at any time and in any way you wish. Tanya. My biological father, an alcoholic, abandoned us when I was a baby and threatened to kill my mother and me. I think I've always had anxiety, but I never understood what it was until I was an adult. After my assault, I suffered serious depression during my first year away at college. I didn't tell anyone about what had happened. I internalized the shame and humiliation and powerlessness. Since then, I have taken medication and gone to therapy to help manage the symptoms, and I have zero shame about that. I've also found writing to be cathartic. I don't always journal about personal experiences. Sometimes I write creative stories or fan fiction, and it's through another character dealing with an issue that I find inspiration and relief. Don't give up on yourself, no matter what. You are worth the time and the energy it takes to get better or get through whatever you are struggling with. Showing yourself love is not selfish. It's necessary. Trust me, you're worth it. Creating emotional safety for yourself. Psychologists Kristen Neff and Chris Germer talk about the importance of creating psychological safety through opening and closing. Opening refers to the willingness to receive or connect with something or someone. In this case, opening would mean the willingness to hear the material presented in this book and to practice the skills outlined here. When we are open, we are able to receive new information and are able to connect with vulnerable parts of ourselves. However, sometimes we need to close. This means that sometimes we may feel triggered, overwhelmed, reminded of something excruciating, and thus some things might be too painful to hear or connect with. That is absolutely okay, and it may mean that we may need to close. Closing in this case may mean taking a breathing break, allowing ourselves to disconnect from the painful material, and return whenever it feels safe to do so. This book is your sanctuary. There is no need for striving, forcing, or pushing yourself. You already have enough of that going on. So, as you are going through this book, give yourself permission to go at your own speed and to notice any striving or shaming that might come up for you. Oftentimes, we are so used to doing things we believe we should do that we forget that taking a small break or walking away from something is not only okay, but might be the wisest choice. Opening and closing is not an all-or-nothing practice. We don't have to be fully open or fully closed. We can switch and adjust the amount of opening and closing as we need to. For example, one day you may feel fully open to reading or doing an exercise, whereas another day you may notice a little resistance. Resistance can feel like frustration, anger, numbing, or an emotional wall. Sometimes we feel resistance strongly. Sometimes we feel it a little bit. And that is perfectly okay. Allow yourself to be and feel as you are with this book. Very often our emotions and experiences, including resistance, might be trying to tell us something. Perhaps that something painful may be coming up for you, like a thought, a memory, a previous or ongoing trauma. Give yourself a break if you need it. Your emotions are wise, as are you. To help you along your journey, there will be 7 other superwomen alongside you, as a kind of a support group, learning and processing the various skills illustrated here. Although their names and interactions are fictional, their stories are real, shared with permission, to support you throughout your journey. In addition, other superwomen from all over the world also wanted to contribute their stories to help you on your journey. Throughout this book, you will find their quotes and stories in the chapter sidebars. These are all real quotes from real women around the world who sent in their stories specifically for you, to let you know that you are not alone, to let you know that they are with you on this journey. You will be invited to participate and interact with the characters in this book. Feel free to participate as much as you feel comfortable. In this sanctuary, you are fully accepted exactly as you are. In this sanctuary, you are safe. In this sanctuary, you are unconditionally loved. Perhaps take a few moments to design your sanctuary. It is okay if you are feeling self-conscious about this exercise. This exercise, this space, this is just for you. No one else is here to judge you. No one else is here to tell you what to do. This is your space. And in this space, you are free to be yourself. Imagine what your safe space might look like, and how it might feel. Some people like to imagine that their sanctuary is a cabin with a fireplace, or a quiet place near the beach, or perhaps a quiet nook full of books and warm tea or coffee, or a fictional place from your favorite fandom. Some people have a difficult time envisioning their safe space. If that is true for you, that's okay too. Start slow. Perhaps imagine a place you would like to visit, and what elements you would like there. Superhero training step. If and when you feel comfortable, write down your own description of what your sanctuary might look like. This place can be real, imagined, or fictional. You are welcome to imagine yourself being in a fantastical place you read about in a book or saw in a movie, or to design your own. Think about what kind of an environment it would be. Would it be outdoors in nature, or indoors at a cozy cabin or a nook? What would be around you? What would the temperature be? Would it be warm and sunny, or cold but cozy with lots of warm blankets and a rocking chair? This is your space. Feel free to design it any way that would make you wish to be there, in any way that would make you feel safe there. A shelf of books, candles, or some calming music? Would you want to be alone in your safe space, or have anyone with you? Perhaps your pet or another loved one? Would you want to enjoy the sound of silence, nature, or soft music? Take a few moments to reflect on and design your sanctuary. Perhaps write down what it might look like and see if you can envision yourself arriving there. Chapter 2. Your Origin Story. Welcome to the sanctuary. This is your space to explore yourself and work on your superhero training to empower the superwoman that you are. You will not be going through this experience alone. Just as a gentle reminder, there will be 7 other women in the group with you. Are you ready to meet them? Let's take a moment and meet the whole group. My name is Hannah. I'm married. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm Victoria. I'm a vet tech. My name is Tala. I work in a store. I'm Divya. I'm a mom, and I am studying to be an architect.
My name is Isabella. I am a hairdresser.
I'm Zara. I'm a pre-med student.
I'm Lisa. I'm a lawyer.
Most people think that superheroes are fictional characters with supernatural abilities, and it is true that some of the superheroes we read about and see in movies and television shows have some kind of superpower. However, not all superheroes do. I imagine you can probably name a number of superheroes who do not have superpowers in the traditional sense, but use their intelligence, science, technology, compassion, observation, and other skills to help others. When people learn that I practice superhero therapy, most assume 2 things: that I only focus on talking about traditional superheroes in therapy, and that I work with children. Neither of those is true. Superhero therapy came out of work with active duty service members who were experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Now, I primarily work with adult clients, and as a superhero therapist, a person providing superhero therapy, my goal is to help people to realize their superhero potential and become a superhero in real life, IRL. Everyone has an origin story, and most superheroes have a traumatic origin story. In fact, many heroes' journeys begin with a loss, a trauma, abuse, or life-changing hurt. It is in facing this pain and growing, not just despite, but because of it, that some superheroes are made. Many origin stories are painful. Most of them are life-changing. It is a part of the human experience. For some of us, an origin story may have been a significant loss in our childhood, or perhaps it was years of emotional, physical, or sexual abuse. Some of these origin stories may be relatable, some may be difficult. At any point, if you need to soothe and support yourself, give yourself the permission to focus on your breathing, perhaps even closing your eyes, and take as much time as you need until you feel ready to continue. Give yourself the permission to participate as much or as little as you feel safe doing, and allow yourself to take a break at any time and take as long as you need before returning to the group. Imagine yourself alone in your sanctuary or with a support person or a pet. Would anyone be willing to go first? Zara raises her hand, volunteering to share her origin story. Zara's origin story. My family moved here from Pakistan, and although I was born here, I was severely bullied in school. Kids in my classes tormented me, yelling at me, "Go back to your country," even though I tried telling them that I was in the country in which I was born. I hid in my room, having no friends for years. I was so depressed during middle school that I often thought about suicide. Things got better as I got older. I started making friends in high school, and then found myself in college. I found that my college classmates were a lot more accepting and supportive than kids in my middle school and even high school. I also found that they were less cliquey, so I was able to find and establish friendships. I was feeling much better, my depression almost entirely gone. And then it happened. I was assaulted by one of my classmates. It was as if everything went black. The sky looked black to me. I felt like I was breathing ash. I was suffocating. I was terrified to tell anyone because sexual assault is not always well understood in some Muslim communities. Women are sometimes shamed, often by other women, for experiencing it. I was afraid of what would happen to me if my story got out. I was afraid of what would happen if my parents found out. I was scared that the shame of this situation might cause them grief within their community. So, I never reported it. 3 years later, I still feel like I am in my own prison. Sometimes I am scared to go to campus.
afraid that I will see him again. I have not had a gynecological exam since it happened. I tried once and left. I am scared every day. I try to avoid male students, male professors, male TAs, and anyone who might...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?